This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're going to do a special broadcast about guns. And why? Well, David in Illinois had a request that we talk about guns. And it's certainly appropriate self-defense today. In the way the country and the world is spiraling down the drain, self-protection is really important. So we're gonna talk about self-protection. We're going to talk about guns. And David in Illinois is with us, and Kyle in Montana is with us. We're not going to be able to take calls today. It's a technical thing. It's very difficult to have multiple instructors on and take calls at the same time. There's a technical issue with that. So, and there's lots of background noise. We've done it in the past. It is it's difficult. So we're not going to take calls today. But we can certainly take calls about this. We can do this another time with one instructor rather than three instructors. And we'll see how that goes. You know, at another day. And I'd like to do that. I really would. So. Let me first, and I'd like to ask that when you are not speaking, Kyle and David, just if you can put your phone on mute, that would be great. So let's welcome David. David in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I hope I didn't overstep. I sent you some links for some pliers that I go through and
yeah. No.
Availability.
No, you did not overstep at all, and I'm sure you'd like to talk about those things. And let's welcome Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. You know, one of the things that USA Prepares does, I think, pretty well, I'm bragging about our instructors, is we see things. We take notice. We look up, we look down, we look all around. And we take notice of things that are happening, and we share them on the air. So that's what part of this broadcast is going to be about, things that we have seen and noticed and observed, and we're sharing. So here's something that that I've noticed in Missouri. So we live in the Wild West, class. I'm not exaggerating. There's, you know, the closest law to us is 20 miles away at the closest. Literally, that's the closest law enforcement office. That would be the sheriff's office. So there's not much here in terms of law enforcement. So we're on our own. Everyone that lives here knows that and behaves accordingly. And one of the things that we used to hear for the 15 plus years we've been here is the routine of gunshots. You hear them all the time. You'd hear them, not necessarily all night long, but, you know, certainly during the day, in the afternoons, lots of sighting in of rifles, target practice, that kind of thing. And you would hear rifle, pistol, shotgun, black powder, and you could tell the difference, okay, by the sound of the report, if you will. Not so much anymore. We are not hearing gunshots. And let's start with Kyle. Kyle, why do you think that there are fewer gunshots, fewer target practice shots going on? And then David, next. Kyle, what do you think the reason is?
I think that people are, they don't want to waste any ammo. They're kind of waiting on, you know, they're waiting on the for lack of a better term, the crap to hit the fan, and they don't want to be, you know, sitting there high and dry.
Okay. David, your thoughts?
I agree. I know a decent firearm owner will try that ammo out, so you're going to hear them trying new ammo to know how well it functions in their weapons, but that's all they're doing with it. And they're sighting them in, making sure their ammo functions correctly in their firearms, and they're stocking it up.
Absolutely, total agreement with both of you. No disagreement whatsoever. And so what I did was I looked up the price of ammunition. Now, let's just take 22 long rifles class, for example. 22 long rifles, that is the cartridge that is, it's probably the most popular cartridge that's ever been produced. It's well over 100 years in age. And it's the cartridge that I learned with. I'm sure that your other two instructors have done the same thing. So when we were younger, that's the cartridge, 22 long rifle. I could buy them when I was, let's say a young teenager, very young teenager, for 50 cents a box. And there were 50 cartridges in the box. And I still have one of those boxes. It was Sears. Sears sold them, and they were labeled Sears. 50 cents for 50 rounds, 1 penny per shot. 3 or 4 years ago, I could buy them for $2.06 per box. So four times, just over four times the price. So that would put them at 4 cents a round, roughly. So from 1 cent to 4 cents. Today, I looked at the price of ammunition. 500 rounds in what was called a brick. 500 rounds. That's 10 boxes of 50. $200. 40 cents a round. Now, I found some for 20 cents a round. And this is an enormous, enormous price increase. And the choices, you used to be able to get Federal in lots of different bullet weights, lots of different velocities, Winchester, Remington, CCI, Blazer, I mean, RWS. There are lots and lots of choices. Now there are very few choices. And if you go to one of these bulk ammo websites that says, you know, buy in bulk, lots of luck. Lots of luck buying in bulk because they're pretty much out of stock on pretty much most cartridges. David, your thoughts. Have you done that?
Yes, I haven't bought. I have bulk ammo here, a lot of it, but I went out yesterday. No bulk ammo in the stores. No ammo at all in the stores. But availability online, the places I get from, and they tell you right off the bat, availability is first come, first serve. You may not get it. And it's they're so backed on back orders, you can't even call up and ask questions if it's even going to be shipped or available. That's how busy they are. Even body armor. I tried to get body armor, and I can't talk to nobody. They're not answering calls. They're so busy.
Okay. I've seen a banner on a website, on a bulk ammunition website, in red letters, like, heads up, pay attention to this. And they're saying pretty much what you said. They're being polite. They're not saying, yo, don't call. What they are saying is, we're overwhelmed, we're backordered, and the answer to your question is, it's going to take 3 days if we can ship it to you. Meaning 3 days to process your request. Yep. Kyle, what have you found? Is that in sync with what you found?
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, the other day, I think it was not this last weekend, but the weekend before, there was a big gun show here. And before the gun show, because normally prices are, you know, higher in many cases on anything that is scarce at the gun show or collectible or that kind of stuff, you know, guys know what they have. These guys are not, most of them are not very looped into the shortages and stuff. And so anyway, I called every single store in the valley that we live in within a 40-mile radius, and not one of them had any 9mm, 10mm, 38, 357, 223, 45 long Colt, I mean 45 ACP. So none of them. But when I went to the gun show, I was absolutely overwhelmed because there was people, there was older guys there that obviously are not in the loop. And they were selling their, just bringing their ammunition to get rid of it. I could not fathom it. There was dealers standing in line for other dealer, with other dealers, I mean, to buy their ammunition at whatever they were selling it for. The different things, you know, the 10 millimeter here in Northwest Montana has got a nickname. It's called Montana Bear Spray. So it's extremely popular handgun. And, so there was a friend of mine across the aisle there that was a dealer, and another dealer from on the east side of the state came over to his table and paid full retail for a Springfield XD 10 millimeter. And he said, I just want to have something to put in my case back in my shop. Just that, that's how bad it was. But there was screaming deals back there. I mean, there was CCI 500 bricks for $50, which, you know, and you can't even get CCI hardly at all anymore. There was 30-06, Remington 30-06 ammo. One old boy was selling it. If you bought three boxes, he'd let you have it for $10 a box. I mean, just, I was wow. just stunned. I was literally stunned. And so, needless to say, I loaded up. And
those prices, $10 for a box of 20 cartridges, 30-06, is like the good old days on a blowout sale.
Yep. Yep.
And okay, so here's what I found. Here's what I found this morning. 357 is a very common revolver cartridge. The police used to use them. So there's lots of 357 revolvers out there. Well, the price of one round, one shot, I found $1.32 per shot. That's crazy. It used to be like, I don't know, 15 to 20 cents a shot, right? Now $1.32. So that tells us what? What is David, what does that tell you, the price of ammunition? What does it tell you?
One, I think there's a large availability out there. It's just they're being overwhelmed. That's part of it. But the other thing, and there's all the gun owners that fought against us having firearms. They're now knowing, and they're trying to buy guns. So we have that market to deal with. But here's something that I want to comment on what Kyle just said. And firearm owners remember. They remember. And one of the biggest things I've seen lately are the furiousness over these people price gouging. You have the good dealers that are selling because they don't want to price gouge. They know they're just out there to supply their customers. But then you got the other one that's just going to buy it and jack it up to some crazy amount of money. You know, they're out there for the buck, too.
Yeah. It also seems to me, when we come back, Kyle's opinion on this, seems to me that people are panicking. And they want it now.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. David's with us. And we're talking about guns. And if you add up all the number of years that the three of us have been shooting, my guess is about 140 to 150 years. If you add up, you know, how long we've been handling, shooting, practicing, etc., with rifle, pistol, shotgun, and revolvers. I'm looking at a picture on the internet, and a headline says, COVID-19 impact, guess why people in USA are queuing up for buying guns. And it says that there's an unexpected fear of many people in the United States, which caused a sharp increase in the sale of guns and ammunition. Kyle, your thoughts?
I don't think it's an unexpected fear. You know, I think we're being manipulated, Vince, like you can't, like we can't even fathom. You know, they know exactly what all of this information. Remember the old boys that created the vaccine and the COVID thing. They're the same guys controlling the news media. You know, I'm not saying there's not the facts are there, but you know as well as I do that the way that you present a particular idea or opinion can manipulate people's perceptions, you know, and it does, and it has, and like Dave said there, I think there's plenty, their guys are producing ammunition at the rate that they were doing, or maybe even 100% more than they were doing before, but you're seeing all this panic buying now because people are scared to death of, you know, the potential of a Biden presidency or have a total breakdown of society. The biggest thing is, to me, that I was thinking as I was watching all of these people buying ammunition and guns and stuff like that, you know, for the first time, I thought, you know, they're the same people that don't have any food at home at all. They're probably so underprepared. It's scary. So what are these crazy people, unprepared people, going to do if and when there's a major collapse in this country and they have no food, but all they've got is guns and ammunition? You know, that's the worst. Those are the worst kind of people to have armed in reality.
There was a saying traveling through the gun shows when Barack Hussein Obama was CEO. And that was, he's a great gun salesman. People were so concerned about what he might do that he was like the number one gun salesman in the United States, maybe the world. And that seems to be nothing as compared to the thought of a Jumpin' Joe presidency. People have no clue what he might do. He doesn't have a clue what he might do. So I know it sounds funny, but it's true.
Oh, no, it's totally true. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
he is messing up.
I think
on
that.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead, David.
You see his mess up recently for the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance? I mean, I don't think he's there.
Yeah.
At the end, you know, where he says, "No, for real." <You're> like, what? What?
But, you know, we were a little bit of humor here. We were having dinner two nights ago, and you know, the topic of Mr. Forgetful came up, and so you know, I say as head of the household, I'll look across the kitchen table, and I'll say, okay, you know, would you please say grace, and I'll, you know, indicate that one of the boys or whoever's to say grace. And one of our boys said, okay, I pledge allegiance. and that was in honor of. That was in honor of one of those guys running for president.
Oh, goodness. It shouldn't be this funny, but
I know. All right, guys. Well, we'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
FBI Director Chris Wray testifying to lawmakers that the Bureau is focused on preserving the integrity of U.S. elections. But Wray said the FBI has not seen historically any kind of coordinated national fraud effort in a major election, whether by mail or otherwise. This morning, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had this to say about Wray's comments.
Well, with all due respect to Director Wray, he has a hard time finding emails in his own FBI let alone figuring out whether there's any kind of voter fraud. This is a very different case. The rules are being changed.
He spoke on CBS this morning, reiterating President Trump's concerns that mostly mail-in ballots would amount to a fraudulent election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Treasury Secretary is now pushing to send $130 billion to businesses struggling amid the pandemic, as that's how much was left over when the Paycheck Protection Program expired. Secretary Steve Mnuchin says his first priority would be to get approval from Congress. He testified at a Senate hearing yesterday with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. The two want to reallocate the unused money from the last stimulus package. Shark Tank investor and Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban wants the government to give out a $1,000 biweekly stimulus check through November. Cuban brought up the idea again while speaking on CNBC yesterday, suggesting that implementing a time limit where people have 10 days to spend the money or they lose it would help spur on the economy as well. He said that those without help are still struggling very badly and we need to get them help as quickly as possible. And a man in Florida is taking McDonald's to court. The South Florida Sun Sentinel says Alexei Stolfat bit into a chicken nugget with a bone in it and chipped his tooth. He said he realized he damaged his tooth after 3 days of feeling discomfort in his mouth. A spokesman for the restaurant says they can't speak on the matter, but they do take the claims seriously. Stolfat wants $1.1 million in damages and for the company to recall the menu item. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
David's with us, Kyle's with us, and we're talking about guns today. Very serious topic. And we're talking about the difficulty in obtaining ammunition. And you'll probably learn more how difficult it is to obtain the rifle, pistol, shotgun, or revolver as well. And you just heard on the top, well, the bottom of the hour news that it's been presented, floated, that the government spray, S-P-R-A-Y, $1,000 every 2 weeks to each American. That's $500 a week. That is telling you that how great the desperation is. That's telling you that people who used to have jobs don't have jobs. That's telling you that the economy is broken. That's telling you that the supply chain is broken. That's telling you that people are pretending that they're working from home when they're not. Just try to get technical support. Just try to get someone to help you with something that you're trying to buy in a technical respect. It's very difficult. And what I've seen on a website called Gun Broker, GUNBROKER.com, is pretty high prices. So, for example, there's a Marlin lever action 22. It's called the Model 39 Mountie, M-O-U-N-T-I-E. It's a magnificent specimen of art and rifle. A wonderful example. The starting bid for this 1978 rifle is $1,150. It has 6 days, 9 hours to go. That's a lot of money. Because I know for a fact that I was able to buy that exact rifle for around $300 20 years ago. And that's the starting bid. Kyle, any comments about the prices? And then David.
Well, I'll tell you something really interesting, Vince. A friend of mine bought a Mountie for at this last gun show for $425 that looked like it just came out of the box. Like I said, sometimes you can hit these gun shows and really do extremely well. And he's not going to sell it. I mean, it's going into his collection. But the other thing I saw was a little Browning lever action that I could have bought for $450. I am actually, the only reason I didn't buy that is because I am actually looking for a Marlin lever action 3030, straight stock 3030, the regular JM Marlin, and I was holding on to my money for that, and other than ammunition, stuff like that, you know. But yes, prices on some things. I did see another 39A on another guy's table there that he wanted. He had two of them, actually, and one was $850 and the other was $950. So, yeah, they've really – and that's for the 22s.
When you say 39A, you're talking about a Marlin 30 yeah. Model 39A. It's a lever-action blued steel – tube fed, meaning the cartridges go in a tube, and it's Woodstock, magnificent looking, and it's extremely accurate. I mean, it's one of from my research and my handling of that particular rifle, it is one of the most accurate 22s that you can buy that is not an exotic 22. Any comments on that, Kyle? Do you agree or disagree?
I totally agree. Yeah, they're extremely accurate. I've had numerous ones of them over the years, and all of them have been accurate. I wish I had every one of them now back, but, you know, back, like you said, you know, back in the day, you used to be able to buy them for sometimes when I was doing gun shows a long time ago, you could buy them. I bought one time for $150. You know, it was just one of those. They were common as dog's hair, you know.
Yeah.
And but now they disappeared.
You always do better than I do. I paid $225.
Yeah.
But, you always do better, David. Your comments on those 22 lever action classic styled, as good as you can get. Rifles. Any comments?
Now, the lever action platform, from my understanding, is getting really popular nowadays. There's a lot of shooters that are purchasing them because they want the iconic, you know, lever action firearm. So there's getting more interest in those. And a lot of those guys, though, they're having them threaded so they can put suppressors on them, but they really enjoy them. I do have a 30-30 lever action Marlin. I've been approached to sell it. I still have the box. I will not sell it. I paid a little more than you. I talked the price down to $300. That was brand new in the box, so I didn't think I did too bad.
Oh, that's great.
I don't think I'd get that price at all today. No. Now, here's something.
Meaning you wouldn't be able to buy. Meaning you would not be able to buy one for $300 today. Is that what you're saying?
No, not even brand new in the box. I got brand new in the box. So
let me make one comment. That particular rifle, if I'm not mistaken, has a model number 336. And sometimes, class, you'll see a 336W with a W on the end of that particular Marlin 30-30 hunting rifle. If it says 336W, that means it's made and sold by, made for and sold by Walmart W. And it's a less expensive stock. I don't think the action or the barrel is any less quality, but the wood is not quite as good. Any disagreement, David?
No. I agree with you totally. I've seen that as well, yes.
Okay. And I've paid about probably $325 was the lowest I have paid for that particular hunting rifle. And it's a great, great cartridge for the farm. It really is. But it can't keep up with an AR-15 or an AR-10 in terms of cycling because it's a lever action. And every time you cock that lever, every time you lose the sight picture and you have to reacquire it. And so in terms of a battle rifle, it's not a battle rifle. But in terms of a hunting rifle, it's fabulous. And it's a great step up for that young person who is, you know, actually going hunting. Kyle, your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I totally agree. All of my kids actually started with a single shot 22 because I wanted them to have to think about every single shot. And, you know, I remember my grandpa telling a story one time that they were so poor that, and they were living at the time in Oklahoma, and they were so poor that they would get, their dad would give them 3 bullets, and you come back with 3 squirrels, and a little single shot, Savage 22 he had, and, you would come back with 3 squirrels, and, that fed the family that night. So one kid would go out with 3 bullets, come back with 3 squirrels, and they would do that. And the rest of the family would handle the chores for the day, but other, you know, different things that they were doing, but they had squirrels and dumplings and all kinds of different things, but they were poor. And so I wanted my kids to learn that same thought process, you know, every single shot counts.
Right. Every shot counts. Now there's plenty of people who will load up a magazine, whether it be 10 rounds, 25 rounds in a 22 magazine, or even 50, and just spray. And it bothers me. It bothers me when I hear that. It bothers me when I see that. Because to me, ammunition is very, well, the old word during World War II, maybe even before, was the word dear. It was dear, meaning expensive, rare, hard to come by, so don't waste it. So ammunition to me is dear, and I hate to see it wasted. How about if we move on to the topic of the first rifle or the first pistol? What, David, why don't we start with you? When, and we've got George on hold, and I'm going to see if I can make this happen. Here's what I'll have to do. David, I see you on the call screen. Kyle, I don't see on the call screen. I'm just explaining the technical part of this. So what I'll have to do, David, in order to give George airtime, I'll put you on hold. You'll be able to hear. And I'll put you on hold. I'll put George on the air. And then when George is done, I'll put George on hold and I'll put David back on. So, Kyle, you're going to, because of your position in the queue, you will stay on. Okay? That's just the technical aspects. All right. So, why don't we go with the very first, we'll call it a firearm, rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver. What should that be for someone just starting out?
I would suggest them really try to see what they're comfortable of using and whatever they purchase. I like to let my first firearms when I purchased them, I wanted to make them as beneficial to me as I could. So when I purchase a firearm, I'll get a particular caliber Now my next one, I want to make sure my caliber is twice as much, is worth more, that much more to me. So I want to get another, my second one is going to be in that same caliber. So if one's out, I have a backup. Then I go to a different caliber if I have the opportunity. But my first actual firearm was a Colt CAR and then a Python. But I had a little it was an opportunity purchases. But those are my first ones. Now, if you're looking at
other
rifles.
When you say Colt Python, you're talking about 357?
Yes, yes, sir. Colt is a 357. You could use 38 specials. Very nice pistol.
That's a heck of a first revolver to use. Now, are you saying that was what you learned on?
My dad, his buddy, they carried actually physically. My dad carried a Smith with multiple barrels and can be connected, disassembled to shoot different calibers. Now, his partner, he particularly carried a Python, and that was where my interest first came into play with the Colt.
You didn't start with a 22?
Well, my first shooting experience with my instructors from the Marines, yes, were 22 short bolt actions. And they were some of the nicest bolt actions I have ever come across, the competition 22s. I've never seen one for sale. I wish I would. I would try to purchase it.
Would this be like a Model 44 or a Kimber?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the actual models were. All I know is there was racks of them in the armory between that and the M14s, and we had to clean and maintenance them. But they were very – I like a heavier, beefier stock as far as for hand placement, and the wood stocks were terrific. Like your M1 carbines, they have a nice – or your M14s, there's nice stocks on those. That's just my interest. And my interest, because of my upbringing, has always been around military or law enforcement weapons first.
Very good. Kyle, when we come back, you're up. And then what I'll do is I'll put David on hold, and we'll bring George on right after Kyle. George in New Hampshire is going to weigh in with us and share his experience. So we're kind of bumping this 150 years of experience on this broadcast with your instructor's class from 150 to 200 years. That's where we are. We'll be right back. This is USA Prepares.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What
if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you didn't get to hear it, but the doorbells just went off here at the farm. And we had a visitor come drop off a vehicle to be serviced. And the German Shepherd puppies, they're about 8 months old now. And they saw someone that they hadn't seen before, and they went ballistic. So it works. So you might want to consider getting your own doorbells. Kyle, your first shooting experience, would you like to share with us what that was like and what the equipment was that you used?
Well, I'll tell you. My dad was a Marine Corps sniper. And extremely, probably to this day, he could outshoot most anyone I've seen for, in person. So he really, really wanted us to learn how to make every single shot count. So even though I was exposed to 22s, 38, M1 carbines, all of those, the first gun Dad got me was one of those old Crossman pump up pellet guns, which shoot BBs. And the early ones had wood, nice wood stocks, and you could pump them up like 25 times, but you had to pump them up 25 times every single time you wanted to shoot. And so I had that gun, that pellet rifle, from the time I was 6 years old till the time I was about 12, a little over 12, maybe almost 13. And a lot of ducks and frogs and snakes and everything else lost their lives to me learning how to sneak up. And because you had to get away from whatever you're trying to sneak up on and pump that thing up 25 times. So you had to make sure that when you put the sneak on something, you did a good job of it because you were only going to get one shot. And so
that's right.
That's how I ended up learning.
Do you still have that pellet gun?
No, we lost it in a fire, Vince. It burnt up.
Okay. Well, I still have mine, And mine was in 22 caliber. And it's from the 60s. And you're absolutely right. You pump it up, and it wouldn't hold that compressed air forever. So it would slowly leak out, at least mine did. And I'd oil it and try to make it better, but I still have it. It was given to me by a cousin. He thought that it was time for me to have one, and it was great, and did a lot of target practice with it. It's quiet, and they came in two calibers. One was 170.177, which is a BB, and .22, which is the .22 caliber. And mine didn't shoot BBs because it was the .22 caliber. But still have it, still have some pellets, and it's a great way to learn. And you're absolutely right, because you've got to pump it, etc., and every shot has to count. And so when you pump it up 20 times, you want to make sure that shot counts. You just don't spray pellets. Very, very good point. And the next, when did you move on to a powder-driven cartridge?
When I was about 13 years old, my family moved from where we had lived inside of the little town, and Dad moved out into the country. And so one of the farmers that was next door there loved for anybody to shoot gophers. And so I ended up getting a little Savage bolt action with a clip 22 that Dad I bought, actually, with some of my paper route money, part of it, and Dad paid for part of it. And so I would go over to his. He had 160 acres. And so I would travel. To me, that was a huge area, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I would travel all over that, going all over looking for squirrels and rabbits. But he really wanted me to kill off gophers, and so they were my main predator.
Mm-hmm. And so that was a .22 long rifle bolt action, correct?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, David, I'm going to put you on hold for a second, and we're going to bring George on. Stay with us, David, please. See, and if I drop any of you, please call right back, okay? All right. Georgia, New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, so good to see you. Hi, Owen. Hello, I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's great to see that you're on with us. Thank you for calling in.
Same here. Yeah, I just wanted to say three things if I could quick. One thing is, we're approaching the last shopping day before Christmas, so to speak, meaning the election. And the closer we get to that election, the more rabbits that are going to be pulled out of the hats. And they're going to be running around creating all kinds of problems in the society. And by the time the average person realizes just how serious the situation is, I think it's going to go from bad to worse as far as supply and the rest of it. The good thing right now is it's hunting season. I would suggest if you want a home defense, I'd get a pump shotgun. You could get them in the big box stores. You could get 100 rounds of some heavy field loads, shotgun shells for under $25. And you probably can find a pump. I'd recommend a 20 gauge. I'd get a Remington. I'd stay the hell away, pardon my French. I'll stay the hell away from the Chinese made rifles.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be
bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.